Recording. Okay, we're recording. What's happened since the last NH exit?
So yeah, this is the NH Exit podcast, nhexit.us. We are trying to promote legislation that will peaceably remove New Hampshire from the Union. Over the last, I guess, probably 4 months or so, I have been lax in uploading our conversations, which we generally have every week. I'm Dave Ridley. I'm like a gonzo journalist, deplatformed gonzo journalist here in New Hampshire, and we of course had we had legislation session legislation for a referendum to let people vote on independence from the Union in 2022. That was a big deal, but of course that's been well documented in previous podcasts. So I guess I should. Starting at about 4 months ago, what would be the things that started happening to us or that we did that the public probably doesn't know about if they just listen to this podcast? I'll answer my own question, I guess, if anyone can still hear me.
Yeah. We can hear you.
Okay, so one of the things that's happened is there has been Ian Freeman of Free Talk Live has twice commissioned an aircraft to run an NH Exit banner over big events around the state, or at least one big event, and I think the other one may have just kind of gone to urban areas. I don't remember exactly what it said. What is it, peaceable secession, nhexit.us, or something like that?
I don't remember.
I wouldn't know.
Yeah. But anyway, at least we can say New Hampshire, independent New Hampshire now has its own Air Force.
That's great.
This did trigger follow-up coverage from mainstream press, but not a lot, and it doesn't seem to have generated a lot of website traffic. The other thing that's not really very good news is that Ian commissioned another poll, which I think, looking back, was probably not necessary, but I guess he wanted to get better numbers. And the poll came back with worse numbers than what we got from the first poll. So the first poll was indicating 42% of New Hampshireites want to have an independence referendum. That was Survey USA. But this recent poll, the numbers are lower, and I think they may have asked some different questions. And to me, it feels like a mistake, like maybe that money could have been used for something better, but especially considering that we had such great numbers, why do you want to interfere with that? But all activity is probably good activity, and I don't want to second guess too many people too much. That's definitely not what I'm going to be doing, funding a poll, since we've already had two.
Yeah, I'm not sure how useful the polls are personally either. I feel like we had good polling numbers. We had even better polling numbers when I think it was the Union Leader did a poll. It was some insane percentage of people supported independence. So why give them an opportunity to criticize?
Well, I really appreciate the first poll because of the fact that was scientific, and the Union Leader polling was not scientific. We knew we didn't have 41%. Well, the Union Leader poll didn't that show? I don't really remember what that said. Was it 41% for independence?
No, it was like 70% or something ridiculous.
I thought it started at 70 and then dropped down to 40 or something. Or maybe it started at 70 and dropped to 60. I don't remember, but whatever numbers it showed, we thought, well, that's higher than, got to be a higher than the reality. The scientific poll will show it lower numbers, and it did. But not a lot lower, and so it was good to have those scientific numbers we could point at.
Yeah, I'm a little skeptical of the whole scientific claim anyway. I think that's just something that people use to basically, undermine or, try and claim things that, may or may not be the case anyway. It's not like these polls are the questioning and the wording. It's, I don't know. I'm calling me skeptical. So welcome to New Hampshire, Riley.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad to be part of the NHX's town hall, my first ever town hall. This should be exciting. Not a lot of people are here, but that's okay. I am here for the experience of talking about New Hampshire exiting the United States.
Well, we usually, you know, it's interesting. We've pretty consistently had a weekly meeting for, like, I don't know, a year or two now, and it's been well attended overall, but not necessarily on any given meeting, if that makes any sense. Right. So it's, you know, but there's usually little things that, you know, have happened from one meeting to the next, usually not anything too substantial, but, you know, things like there was a poll done or there was a banner that got flown overhead, you know, with an airplane, or, you know, somebody wrote a letter to the editor, or we're talking about, okay, well, what are we going to do for, you know, are we going to go out there and do some promotion, like Porkfest, for example. We were at Porkfest promoting independence. There was another point, there was a protest against a woman who had gotten, I'm trying to think there's a body that basically, like, determines whether or not somebody is a valid politician, basically, like whether they comply with the rules. And she put in a complaint to get those politicians who had been elected, like, removed from office for supporting independence. So we went out and protested that, just as an example. That was actually great publicity for us.
I'm sure it was. I mean, people promoting the idea of removing those who support independence out of office is outrageous.
Yeah, I mean, there were like four or five mainstream media outlets there, so that got a bit of attention. There was also on another incident, I don't know if you call it an incident, but in another point, we had the CACR 32 amendment that was proposed by one of our state, well, actually, I think it was like eight or nine of our state reps, that actually resulted in getting the attention, I think it was of NBC, and then NBC did a whole docu-series on the Free State Project, and I believe one of those episodes covered the New Hampshire independence. So that was good. So there's a lot of good things kind of coming out of the whole independence movement.
It sounds like there is.
I do have more recent news. I'm sorry, go ahead, Riley.
That's all I have to say.
The other thing is that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. was at Porkfest speaking, and I believe Carla Garrick from the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence, maybe she interrupted him or jumped up, or somehow she got a question in when you weren't really supposed to be normal questions, and she asked him if he would use force against New Hampshire if we declared independence. He said that wanted to bring people together or something like that. I don't have her exact quote or his exact quote in front of me. I should probably look those up and bring them back to you once
I don't have the answer to that.
More. But that happened since March. And again, that's what I'm trying to focus on, is what's happened between March 2023 and July 2023, not stuff that happened last year.
Yeah, so what happened there was she asked a question. He answered it with a joke, basically, and gave a non-answer. He did the politician thing, basically.
Something else that's happening is along the lines of what you were talking about with the Karen who was complaining that people were voting on issues. There's something that actually the Texas nationalist movement is starting doing to people like her, and I don't advocate. complicated because it costs tax dollars, but they are they probably will get some traction with it. So what they're doing is anyone who like tells you like anyone who like goes on Twitter and says you're a traitor or you know or something like that, especially if you're a public figure, the TNM is suing them for defamation. They're taking him to court. They've taken Facebook to court. What is it? Daniel Miller says, the leader of their movement. He says we're gonna make them eat a bowl of bowels if they claim that we're traitors or that we're breaking the law because we ain't.
Yeah, that's
so.
Well, you have to remember the British colonists were accused of breaking the law too. I'm sure.
Yeah.
But they also broke away from the Great Britain at the time.
Yeah, I want to say that their tactics I don't agree with either, and I don't think they're right for New Hampshire, as far as independence is concerned and suing people. That just seems to be it would be a great attention, getting media attention, but it just doesn't seem to be the direction that the whole reason for the independence movement is to go in the other direction, to get away from government, not to go towards it.
Right.
And yeah, because it's wrong. It's kind of bad on two counts. First of all, you're using the government against somebody, but also you're racking up taxpayer expense and increasing spending on the part of the courts. You know, if we were in a position where we could do what Gandhi's movement did, and they had started developing their own courts, they had an alternate legal system, and then you could bring something like that for their own legal system. Something like that might work, but we haven't even begun trying to do anything like that. And you'd have to build a whole infrastructure and stuff. I just don't see how we could. I think we do great when they call us traitors, because that just, the more hyperbole they use and the nastier they get, the more likely it is that people are going to hear about us.
Yeah, they always say that, I forget exactly what I guess, I don't know if it was a study or what, but the number of people, the amount of time, like when you have a podcast or a radio show, the amount of time that your enemy listens to you is far greater than the people who support you, which I always thought was funny.
Really? I'm not sure. That doesn't seem believable to me, because mostly people, they listen to echo chamber stuff. They're listening to stuff that approves of what they listen to, stuff that they agree with mostly.
Don't ask me. That's just what I understand to be the case, from what I've heard, but I don't really have any first-hand knowledge on it.
People are more likely to speak up when they disagree with something, I guess, than when they agree with it. That's maybe what gives that the impression.
Yeah, it has to do with the amount of time that they listen is effectively what it is. So maybe there's fewer people listening that are your enemy, but they listen longer.
Yeah. Well, if you guys can continue filling in for a little bit, I'm going to continue looking for the next pieces of news.
I don't have anything to say to fill in, unfortunately. I'm just observing.
Yeah, welcome to the club. I won't say I haven't done anything, but I did make those NH Exit banners and the NH Exit bumper stickers and NH Exit t-shirts and stuff like that, but it's, yeah.
I'd like to get an NH Exit t-shirt. Where can I get one?
So technically, if you go to thinkpenguin.com and you click on, what is it? Hold on a second. I'll tell you. If you click on books, t-shirts, stickers, OS media in the lower right-hand corner, at the very top, it says the second product down is NH Exit US.US t-shirt. It's not you, it's me.
Okay.
But are you coming to the Social Sunday today, Riley?
I would like to, but I am trying to find a ride. So if you know anyone heading this direction, that'd be great.
tell people when they want to know how to get to this meeting, do you direct them to nhexit.us, or where is the URL listed for these meetings?
nhexit.us should have it.
Okay.
It should be in the menu.
Yeah. There's lots of different URLs. There's also your nhexit.org, which leads off somewhere else, and nhexit.com, and nh-exit.qs, or something. I mean, there's just lots of different URLs. If you type something, a URL with an nhexit in it, you're going to probably get somewhere. But, I don't know. I will try and see if I can make sure this URL starts appearing on nhexit.us if it isn't appearing there. Currently, another sort of it's a related piece of news, but not 100% exit related. But one of the key exiters has just begun a federal prison sentence. Aria DiMezzo of Keene, I believe.
Yeah.
Was arrested on cryptocurrency related charges in 2021 and accepted a plea deal a few months ago, I guess, and was sentenced and is now at Ayer, Massachusetts, at the Federal Medical Center there. It's a minimum security satellite camp prison of some kind. And we probably lost her for about a year, but she is blogging from jail at ariadimezzo.com. But I think, you know, her sort of claim to fame in relation to independence, that she was at the hearing, and she also, at the hearing for the independence legislation, and she also was on the call when we very first started this legislation in 2022. You know, there were about four people on the call who were discussing it, and she was kind of important as part of that call, because that call really did change the direction of a lot of things. You know, that discussion just among four people led to the legislation. So the legislation is what's made it real, and it's an injustice that we've lost Aria, and perhaps not a coincidence that we've lost, you know, that, you know, New Hampshire has these people going to jail who are pro-independence.
I was wrong about the link being on the nhexit.us website. We should probably add it, though.
Okay, what do you get when you go to nhexit.org?
You
direct here?
I don't know. No, no, it's another website. Let me see. Maybe it's under links. No. I don't know if I'm just missing it or if it's not. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know where it is. I mean, I know we have it in the Matrix group, and that's linked from the nhexit.us website, but I'm not sure that there is there's a page or anything. We should probably make one for nhexit.us given how well it's been promoted.
It also looks better than all the others, including mine. All right, I have so far not found any other pieces of news. I do have confirmation the aircraft said peaceable secession, nh-exit.com. I've actually, speaking of publicity, I've been putting up nh-exit flyers and stuff around. It's interesting how they rarely come down. You would think that people, like somebody, to be standing next to the flyer that's an authoritarian and thinks that the United States should rule over 350 million people with an iron hand. But they never seem to take these things down. They just last forever.
Maybe because there's another flyer to add to the mix of flyers everywhere. Who knows?
Yeah, either no one's seeing them or no one's opposing them.
Yeah.
as I scroll back in time slightly, this is probably back to, I would guess, April. I guess NH Exit was banned from a Keene gun rights event.
Yeah.
Keene gun show or a Keene gun place or something like that. I thought they were, the individuals were not banned from walking into the facility, I don't think, but they were just not allowed to have a table, as I understand it.
Yeah, there was a request put in for a table to represent NH Exit, and they weren't having it. There was another gun event, I believe, though, or some other event, and the Libertarian Party was allowed to be there. I think it was the Libertarian Party, which we were kind of curious. I think it was I don't know if it was an affiliated event or what, but I don't think it was. But we were wondering if they would have prohibited the Libertarians from being at the gun show too, not just the NH Exit table. And the reason we were wondering that is because I think the Republicans and Democrats had tables there at the gun show, I believe.
I guess this might have been my reason enough to be worth mentioning. I guess there's somebody to put forward legislation, like a House concurrent resolution that would condemn any act of violence against any state attempting to exercise self-determination in the U.S.
I think there might be some thought on maybe doing a study committee for independence, I guess, basically something along those lines, as opposed to the some sort of a amendment, I guess, or bill. With, I guess, the idea being to put together a plan for independence. And I thought that was a great idea. And this was, I believe, one of our reps, I think, was suggesting that.
Okay. It's interesting, though, how we've probably gotten more planning done as a result of just going for the gold, as opposed to all these little, like, nitpicky bills. Ones that just kind of skirt the issue of independence and kind of deal with it a little bit. No one cares about that. That's not getting any publicity.
No.
If it's getting work done, then that's interesting, but I don't know of any work that is getting done.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think it's a great idea, especially, and you know, if we can give them a plan, like an action plan or something, to one of the reps, and the reps then can, you know, put a proposal forward, you know, in the study committee, that might be useful, because one of the criticisms has been, well, we don't have a plan. So
then maybe we should develop
plans of sorts. I'm sorry, what did you say, Riley?
I'm suggesting we should develop a plan of sorts, so when people say, what is your plan, we can say, okay, this is our potential plan. This is what we plan to do and why.
Yeah, I can see the wisdom of that. I think what Daniel Miller would probably say, again, he's the individual in the United States who's gotten the furthest along with this whole concept of independence. And he says, what you want to make sure is your plan is not too detailed.
Yeah.
It's like Robert Heinlein used to say, detailed instructions are the death of initiative. So
yes.
He was criticizing the Scottish National Party because their platform for independence was exactly the same as their platform for ruling, right? They were already sort of the ruling party in Scotland, and they just carbon copied their whole social program and their whole foreign policy program, and everything about this party, which went into a lot of detail, is what, you know. And so you were actually asking for people to vote in favor of independence and in favor of this complex series of policy proposals that were the Scottish National Party. And that's why they lost. If it had just been a referendum about independence, they would have probably won. So it's really important that independence be simple. It can't be without federal interference. I even shouldn't put it that way. That's going into too much detail and could be, that could be argued against. So if there's a plan, it would need to be real simple and not anything that would divide people, if that makes sense.
That does make sense.
Yep.
Maybe impossible, but that would be the objective of such a plan. Yeah, I mean, it would be good to have an example. What's the best example we can point to where this has gone the best and where they've done it in a textbook manner? The closest I can name is the Estonian independence drive. That was the most successful I'm aware of. But I don't know how they handle it in terms of we're just going to get independence and we're not going to have any policies or anything like that in advance. That's going to be settled after independence. I don't know if the Estonians took that approach. I just know they got a lot of other things right. They were super peaceful in the 1980s drive for independence.
Well, it doesn't have to be like a super structured plan, as you were saying. It's just a plan, right? It has some basic information. How do you deal with? Alu, you already wrote a book on it. Can you simplify your book into a plan? I don't know if Alu hears us. He's supposedly here. Well, in any event, we can't hear you, Alu, if you are trying to talk. You're on mute.
You'll have to ask Daniel Miller to go into some detail about this lack of detail. Next time he's on, because he joins the show sometimes. So we ought to ask him, when you say, let's keep the plan simple, how does your plan look? Maybe they'll have something that we could model off of. In terms of the approach they're taking, making sure they're not making it about anything except independence. That's the fine print. All right. Well, anyway, I have nothing to add, and I'm going to go ahead and eject from the plane, but that's the NH Exit News for now, and I guess we'll see if we have legislation. We may have, we may have independence legislation in early 2024. I don't know. We'll just see where that goes.
I don't have anything to add either, other than I'd like to see, even if it's not a detailed plan, we should at least find a way to answer the objections as much as possible.
Yeah, Alu is the perfect, he's got answers for everything, it seems like. So I feel like we have that to some degree. Maybe there should just be a FAQ, like some sort of FAQ on,
right.
With question and answers, just sort of trying to answer some of this stuff, but I don't know if it's really going to matter. I think it's a lot of this is politics. So, but having a study committee put together a plan would probably sort of be a good thing to point to when anybody says, "Oh, there's no plan." Well, no, there is a plan. The study committee put one together.
Country. It's actually real simple. And from there, you make a plan. Oh,
I mean, I guess that to respond to that, I think the answer is sort of would be, well, what are you going to do about the military? What are you going to do to defend New Hampshire if we were independent? Or, you know, or would we have a military? Like those types of questions.
Yeah, I mean, in a sense, the answer is I don't get to decide, and NHX doesn't get to decide. That's just up to the legislature, as it always has been, right? In a sense, the legislature has always decided, well, we're going to defer to the feds on that. Now the legislature gets to do something else. They get to make their own decision as to whether to follow Costa Rica's example or Switzerland's example or join NATO or follow Texas's example or do the Estonian thing, or they get to decide. I don't know why they want less power. It just gives them more power in a sense.
I think the big reason why people want a plan is because there's a fear about independence. There's a fear of what that might look like for them, and they want the security of, okay, well, if New Hampshire breaks away from the United States, what's that going to feel like for me? What's that? Because people don't look at things logically all the time. They look at things emotionally. So you have to find a way to appeal to the emotions of them, to appeal to their emotions. And that's really hard to do because we'd like to think logically.
It's like that line from one of the Batman movies where the Joker, I guess he says, no matter how bad the status quo is, that's what people always support.
Mm.
Yeah.
Something like that. Alright, I'm out. Thanks for being here, guys.
Yeah, it sounds like a plan. We'll see everybody next week, I guess.
Alright, perfect.
Speaking your plans.
Yeah.